Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Emmy has 2, Alonzo 3, and Mo has 4.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so that means, Amy, you're in third place. You will be up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. This week, former Representative Blank was sentenced to 21 months in prison for his various sexting scandals.
Anthony Weiner.
Yes. On Monday, President Trump expanded the restrictions of his blank ban.
His travel ban.
Right. In a non-binding referendum this week, Iraqi Kurds voted overwhelmingly in favor of blank.
Independence.
Right. On Sunday, a minor league soccer game in Romania had to be cut short after players blanked.
They took a knee.
They accidentally kicked every single soccer ball into a nearby river. On Wednesday, it was announced that Playboy founder Blank had passed away at the age of 91.
Hugh Hefner.
Right,
and who will liberate all the women from that park he has? I think it's these playmates just wandering around waiting to be let out.
They've got to lift the Johnson Act.
Yeah. This week, the U.S. and Russia announced they would work together to build a space station on blank.
The moon?
Yes. Thanks to a change in the law in Canada, it will no longer be illegal to blank under the influence.
Ride... Golly. I can't ask for hints.
No, we've established that.
Does it involve cheese?
That would be a hint if I were to answer it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the clock is ticking.
Cheese making.
No, canoeing.
I forgot the question.
Currently,
so does that mean it's no longer?
It's no longer illegal to canoe while drunk in Canada.
Oh, it's no longer legal.
It will no longer be illegal. No, until now, getting caught with a PUI, paddling under the influence, meant that you could lose your driver's license by being drunk in a canoe. But Canada has decided that's too harsh, especially because no one has ever tested what it would be like to get in a canoe sober. So, bad news that we won't get to see as many Canadian sobriety tests. All right, say the alphabet. A.
A.
B.
A.
C. A.
A.
Bill, how did Amy finally do on our quiz?
Well, she got 5 right, 10 more points. She has 12, and the lead.
Yay!
All right, Alonzo, you're up next, fill in the blank. Despite a claim by the foreign minister of North Korea, the U.S. said it did not, in fact, blanked.
Declare war.
Right. After facing sharp criticism, President Trump waived shipping restrictions that were keeping aid from reaching blank.
Puerto Rico.
Right. On Tuesday, contractors broke ground on 8 prototypes for Trump's proposed blank.
Wall.
Right. This week, the mayor of Barcelona asked the EU to mediate on Catalonia's call for blank.
Independence.
Right. According to new in-depth market analysis, legal marijuana may be a boon to blank.
Selling legal marijuana?
No. It may be a boon to Taco Bell on Tuesday.
Wait, that's a trick question because you said it may be,
yeah,
and it's definitely.
Analysis. On Tuesday, regulators in New York subpoenaed documents from blank relating to their massive data breach.
Equifax.
Right. A Denver woman returned to her car to find it scratched. She was also pleased to find blank on the windshield.
The car was scratched and blank was on the windshield?
She found
a note?
I'll give it to you. She found it. She found $40, half a joint, and a note that said, "Sorry about the scratch, man."
See, now that's a boon from legal marijuana.
Yeah.
And Taco Bell has a drive-thru.
No, she had a big scratch in her bumper, and she found an envelope, and it was a note, and a half a joint, and $40, and the note said, "Sorry for the scratch, man, I'm such a dumbass." When asked what she was going to spend the money on, a shepherd told reporters she wasn't sure. Then she called back 30 minutes later and said, "You know, maybe I'm going to Taco Bell." Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Well, he got 6 right. Whoa. 12 more. And listen to this. He's got the lead with 15.
Oh. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
Only 6. Mo.
Here we go, Mo. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Roy Moore defeated Luther Strange to win a GOP Senate primary runoff in blank.
Alabama.
Right. This week it was revealed that in addition to Jared Kushner, at least 6 Trump advisors have used blank to conduct official business.
Personal email.
Right. On Sunday, blank won her 4th term as German chancellor.
Angela Merkel.
Yes, after mounting criticism, HA Secretary Tom Price announced he would repay taxpayers for using blank.
Using private aircraft.
Yes, a community meeting to discuss overcrowding in a town in Virginia was canceled after blank.
It got too crowded.
Exactly. You know. Too many people showed up. This week, social media site Twitter rolled out an update giving some users blank.
Double the capacity to write meaningless things.
On Thursday, a court ruled in favor of an owner of a $200,000 bright orange sports car after it was damaged by blank.
By pigeons.
No, by a donkey who thought it was a carrot and tried to eat it.
Very funny.
So this guy says he's parked his $200,000 sports car next to an animal paddock, and he's about to leave, looks in the rearview mirror, he sees this big-eared face, and then this crunching noise as this donkey was eating his car.
It's like, Shrek!
Yeah. The man successfully sued the animal's owner this week. He was awarded $6,000 and an apology from the donkey, who left him half a carrot and a note that said, "Sorry for the scratch, man, I'm such a dumbass." Did Mo do well enough to win?
He needed six. He got six.
Congratulations, Mo.
He's a winner with 16.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.